Her nickname is the $100 million woman.
She did a million 100 years ago.
Wow.
Should I not do 100 million 100 years later?
You are someone who's innovative.
When I was 14, I had an employment agency.
You don't have to prove anything to anybody.
Wow. I can show you better than I can ever tell you.
You've sold a company. And you've started something new.
If you operate in what you are really called to do, the money will begin to chase you down. Yeah.
And I go back and forth with how big I am willing to, not capable of. And that's a key, right?
You over here doing addition.
Ooh,
we talking about some exponential stuff.
Put me in my place.
Shoot for that moon and plant the flag.
You came here to make history.
I was born for this.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where I bring amazing entrepreneurs onto this platform to share their journeys transparently. Think about having a fly on the wall perspective of overhearing a conversation with me and some amazing entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs who are doing great things. And you guys, today we have just that. I am super excited because the woman that we're about to have a conversation with today, her nickname is the $100 million woman. And I've never sat next to a $100 million woman on the Full Transparency podcast. So you know I have questions, all the questions, and we are about to get into it. So without further ado, I would love for my flawless guest to tell us all about who she is.
Well, thank you so much, Donnie. This has been a journey, literally today, a journey flying in just for you. Yeah. I appreciate what you do, and this is such an amazing platform for entrepreneurs to hear the truth, full transparency. Mm-hmm. I'm Dr. Tracy Lynn, founder, CEO of Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry, a direct sales company selling fashion jewelry and accessories. We had over 100,000 independent consultants, and we made over $100 million doing that.
Wow. Yeah. Over $100 million.
Yes.
How does it feel to be a $100 million woman?
You know, the amazing thing, even on the Uber ride over, I was thinking about Madam C.J. Walker, mm-hmm. who was a role model, a mentor for me. I studied her life because 100 years ago, she started a direct selling company. And she was a millionaire in 1912 and 1915. Mm-hmm. So there has not been another female, black female owned direct selling company since that 100 years.
Wow.
So in 100 years, if she did a million, mm-hmm. 100 years ago,
wow.
Should I not do 100 million 100 years later? Come on.
That only makes sense. Wow. Thinking about that.
Yes.
That is really awesome. What challenges have you had to face, like being the next black woman really to start a direct sales company in this industry and growing it this big? Because there's so many people who want to do a similar thing.
Yes.
Dr. Tracy. And when you are the only, mm-hmm. when you are a first, mm-hmm. when you are someone who's innovative, there mm-hmm. has to be challenges.
There's challenges in every part of the words that you said. The only, mm-hmm. the first, mm-hmm. the pressure from outside, the pressure from my own people. So it was a challenge, but I was created for the challenge. Mm-hmm. I was born for this. And it was absolutely one of the hardest things that I ever had to do. The best thing about the business was the people. The worst thing about the business was the people. Now, that is the truth. However, the challenges were so great in all the iterations of the business. You don't start something like that like I did when I only started it with $200 mm-hmm. without there being a whole lot of challenges. And some of the main ones were that I just couldn't see it. I didn't see anybody else doing it. So I had to look to the Mary Kays. So I had to look even outside the community, outside my family, to see that, first of all, it was possible. Well, Madam showed me that,
yes,
that it was possible. But to be the first and to have so many expectations and then so many expectations of failure, nobody believed it. And even other people, after I had success, I mean, I had catalogs everywhere, and people would call me and ask me to join their direct selling company on their team. I'm the CEO of a company, and they're going to ask me to join their team under the company that I'm sitting next to in the boardroom.
The disrespect. In your face.
In my face. But you know what? I didn't personalize it because I knew who I was.
How do you not personalize it? Because I'm just thinking, like, if someone approached me today and said, hey, Donnie, come and work for me.
Right.
Do you know who I am? Right. Do you know right. what I'm doing?
Right.
Do you know where I'm going?
Right.
How do you not personalize that?
Just what you said. Do you know? Do you know where I'm going? Do you know who I am? They don't know. So I don't have the time nor the bandwidth to give them to explain it to them. I can show you better than I can ever tell you. They don't know. And I don't want to inform them. Let my work do it.
We don't have to prove anything to anybody. You'll see it, though. You'll see it for sure.
For sure.
So I'm curious, why choose the direct sales model versus like a store in the mall, a brick and mortar, a different brand that was in major retailers? Why direct sales?
That is a question we will both have to ask the Lord when we meet him.
Okay.
Because honestly, I just had this affinity inside myself to always include others. Came here just that way. Went to Spelman for 6 months. My mother took me out because I was failing, because the Morehouse men were just too good looking and I couldn't concentrate. But while I was there, have mercy. Now, I didn't see the classrooms much, but surely I saw the AKAs and I liked it. I liked that pink and green.
You look like it. Yeah. An AKA brand. Yes.
And I saw it. And then went back to the University of Michigan in Dearborn, because I'm from Detroit. And I went back home, and then we didn't have any sororities or fraternities on that yard. So I started AKA, the chapter, on my campus. And then I started Tracy's Unique Greek Paraphernalia Boutique, because I had to sell the paraphernalia to my new chapter. And since then, 40 years later, we're celebrating 40 years in June for the Zi-Fi chapter. There has only been Alphas came on the yard, but no other Greek life has ever come on that yard in 40 years. So I came to make history, be the first, blaze the trail. When I was 14, I had an employment agency. So I got a job at McDonald's. So I got all my friends' jobs at McDonald's and Burger King's, and they had to give me their first check.
Wait a minute, Dr. Tracy, we can't just skate over that. One thing that you just said was that you came here to make history.
Came here.
You were born.
Born to
make history.
Yes.
Born to do it. And I'm feeling the energy right here. Like thinking, 14 years old with an employment agency. And it's one of those things. It's like most people say, oh, I have a job at McDonald's. My friends can come on, and they give their resources away, their most valuable asset outside of time.
Yep.
They give their resources away to these major corporations who can find help anywhere. But you said, oh, no. I see an opening here, and I see a way for me to benefit through this opening as well.
Yes. And all I did was call all the other McDonald's, call all the Burger Kings, and ask them if they needed help. And I had someone I was going to send right over. Now, they didn't pay me, but the people had to give me that check.
Give you the check.
Right. I'm 14. And I'm collecting money. So I'm making money. Then I go to hair school. I go to Virginia Farrell, learn how to do hair so I could do all the girls' hair in school, make money in my mother's extra apartment. So I have had that entrepreneur. My grandmother was an entrepreneur. So I've just had that thing in me, but it was always more successful when I involved other people. I saw that early.
Tell us what you mean. Unpack that.
So 14, an employment agency.
Okay.
I didn't just work at McDonald's and get my check. Mm-hmm. I wanted to help other people get some money, and then I could benefit because they were making money. So everything. Then What do? I start the sorority. That's a benefit for everyone. I always had this gift to involve and motivate and inspire other people to work with me. So I was always that person. And when I really took a look at, because my mother wanted me to be a physician, hence why I have a doctorate degree. Okay. I'm her only child. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you got to be a doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief, or you ain't going to make money. She had no idea she was raising a chief, a CEO. Come on.
Say that.
Yes, chief. I told her that yesterday. I said,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, you raised the chief. You asked for a chief, a doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief, and you got the chief.
You got the CEO.
You got the CEO chief.
And I'm so glad that you brought her back to that realization. I can absolutely relate to that.
Yep.
If it were for my parents, I'd be a chemical engineer right now. Went to school for it, did all the work, internships, all this stuff.
Yes.
Because chemical engineers, you'll be a black woman in the engineering field, and there's not that many black women, and you'll be a leader and super successful. And I went with it for a little while, you know, but there's always this tug and this pull. And I have to thank my mom really out loud for that kind of push to push me and steer me into something that I really didn't want to do, because that's what I needed to really find myself.
Yes.
And now to talk to her many years later and to see how she tells people, oh, my daughter is this. Oh, my daughter's done that. Did you have that same experience with your mom? Like, in the beginning, she wasn't on board with what you were doing.
100%. She wasn't on board till I bought her that Jaguar.
You better talk that
then
talk.
Then she got on board.
You better talk that
because
talk.
Because the life of an entrepreneur wasn't what she had in mind. Mm-hmm. And she thought I was dumbing down my talent. She thought that I could be and do so much more, and not realizing I was going to be and do so much more, mm-hmm. but I was going to do it in my gifting. Mm-hmm. Because if you operate in what you are really called to do, the money will begin to chase you down.
Yes.
And I took her on that journey. So she wasn't ready. But when I bought her that Jag, she was like, ooh, what you doing again?
What kind
of business? And then bought her a house. I'm her only child. So when I moved to Florida, I moved her to Florida.
Okay.
So she's been working for me and then not working for me, but getting her check every single week.
Yeah.
So just, she's like, I could not have asked for more. But she saw it. When I had a launch, I had launched a new catalog, and I think we might have been in Vegas. Now, this event cost me $1 million. I would never do that again, so that's a lesson learned. But $1 million, I'm in Caesar's Palace.
Oh, you're in the
casino. Sure. On the Strip. And she's sitting there, and I look out at her, and she's crying. And I say to her out loud on the stage, Mother, what you crying for? And she just said, I just can't believe it. That's when it was her moment to say, this thing is real. She actually did it, exceeded even what I saw possible for her.
How did that feel for you? To finally have her acceptance.
Oh, man. That's why I could tell you today. I could tell you where I was. Mm-hmm. It was one of those pivotal moments that you will never forget. I felt so, I felt accomplished in her eyes, and just affirmed that she sees it, she gets it, and she can appreciate it for real.
Yeah. Isn't it an amazing feeling to be able to still have your mom here and provide for her in this way? Like, do you ever have the feeling of like, I just really want to make my mom proud?
I don't feel that anymore because I did that. Okay. And I know that we accomplished that. Mm-hmm. But what I love about having her here is that she's my best friend. She is still that same voice, that voice that so many women have to get over the negative voices in their life, what they can't do, who they can't be, and what can't happen because it didn't happen for John and Jack and Sally. I didn't have that. I had, you can be anything. You can do anything. So it's still that voice that brings balance and realness mm-hmm. to my life when I need it. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that she's still here, that we still get to do life together. That's what I'm excited about.
I love that so much. Yeah. And it's so rewarding to just have your family with you, people that you can trust. You mentioned mom works for you and has worked for you throughout mm-hmm. the years.
Yes.
In what capacity? How do you navigate that relationship? Because we all want something for mom to do.
Yes, we do.
I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, you're asking for a friend.
My inner friend.
Okay. So in the beginning, she worked the desk at my corporate office. You know, mm-hmm. she was just always front desk because she loved the people. So she would greet. She was always, high glam. And, you know, greeting the people, all of those things. And then she moved into a creative director because she had an eye for fashion and style. I wasn't born with that. Mm-hmm. I learned it from my grandmother, who could outdo me and my mother, run circles around us. But my mother also had the style, the taste, the eye. So I would have her come in and help me do the catalog shoots. She would travel with me and help me pick out the clothes as we had all the jewelry. And then she helped me start designing jewelry. So I started really using that eye and that gift. But it wasn't until Vegas that she really allowed me to be her boss because she always wanted to be telling me how I should be doing things. We got to a point, though, that I didn't think we were going to be able to continue to work together because my mother was too important, that role I had with her mm-hmm. versus her trying to be the employee, and she didn't want to really listen, and she didn't believe that I saw things like so-and-so, they ain't no good, we need to fire them. I see it. Well, then get rid of them. You know, she's old school. Like, then why are they still here? I'm like, oh, they have a role. Mm-hmm. Oh, they have a role because they're going to get themselves fired. Mm-hmm. They're going to wind up quitting. But they doing something. They helping me learn something. I had an employee who were teaching me how to go live right before COVID. I didn't know how to go live and sell live. And this employee was a hot, hot mess. She was right 100%. She saw him stealing. I saw it too. I would never tell her that. I just told her that like 2 weeks ago, and that happened years ago. But she was right. But I needed something. And I knew that they were going to dig a hole they couldn't get out of, and they did. But that, what I needed, carried me straight through COVID. So I had the insight, and she needed to trust it and believe it. Mm-hmm. And we got there. We got there.
Has the role evolved for working with your mom? Or do you have any other family that works with your company?
No, because I sold that business.
Okay.
So she doesn't work for me anymore. Mm-hmm. I still pay her.
Okay.
But she doesn't work for me anymore. And so that it was a wonderful experience because she did always have my back, and she learned some things. She learned that, you know, she it's hard for her to handle tough situations. And she even said, you know, because once it gets in her mind, I call it her cat claw, you can't get out. She ready to get you.
Yes.
So she had to learn how to navigate that. So I never put her in charge of other people. I just kept her in that creative role. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening, mother, you know I love you, but we're gonna tell it all.
We're going to tell it all. This is full transparency.
So when you said, you know, full transparency, I'm thinking of like, okay, let's have full transparency. No, this is the show.
This is
full transparency.
This is it.
Yeah, this is it.
You know, I'm listening to what you have been able to do mm-hmm. so far up mm-hmm. until this point.
Yeah.
And even at 14, just having a following of people who trusted you
yeah.
enough to say, here is my paycheck. Yeah. I'm going to give you money for this. That's a gift. Right?
Yes.
And when I'm thinking about my breakthrough came from the direct sales industry. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't know that. What?
So I got started with a company called Organo Gold.
I know Organo Gold.
You know Organo Gold?
Of course.
But I had my biggest breakthrough in travel. And what I know about direct sales is that it's one of the best ways to learn how to build community.
Yep.
The best ways to learn how to become a leader. And one of the best ways to develop other leaders through mindset, personal development.
Yes.
And I fell in love with it. I started in network marketing in 2011, right? Or direct sales in 2011. And so many people frown upon the industry.
Yes.
They frown upon the business model.
I know.
But it literally changed my life. Because you have to become someone order to be successful there.
Yes.
As you're navigating through the years that you put in your direct sales business, how did you notice yourself becoming her?
So there is, when we, you know, that's the thing, becoming, you know, becoming her. We are becoming what's already in us. Because, you know, one of my favorite scriptures said, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, which means that you were already created to be someone special. So we have to become who we were already meant to be. So when we say becoming, and even me, I look at it as there have been so many iterations of me. So it's not just me becoming, because I became that leader. I had to become in every area that I took on, but the iterations, the depth, the things that I've learned, the bionic parts, can we rebuild her? Can we make her stronger, faster? You know, so I felt sometimes like the bionic woman, like I had been rebuilt. I didn't know I could do it, because what was required in one stage of my life was I needed much more of that in the next stage. So when I built my house in Pennsylvania, it was wood. When I moved to Florida, the building code calls for concrete. I'd never seen a concrete house. But a hurricane wind can't destroy concrete, but it surely can take down some wood. So I had to become something deeper in order to stand and withstand the winds of 100 miles per hour, $100 million winds are different from $1 million win.
Ooh,
come on here.
$100 million wins are different from $1 million win.
Yes.
You had to become something so big.
Yes.
Where you are right now after accomplishing that,
yes,
you're still becoming.
Yes.
Like, where do you go from there? So you sold the company.
Yes.
And now it's like, what do you do?
What do you do? Well, let's look at Dawn Staley.
Okay.
What do you do? She was the Olympic athlete, the professional women's player, and now she's a coach.
Hey, are you a service-based entrepreneur that helps your clients or customers get some type of result, but you're struggling to post and communicate your message on social media? You don't know how to type a caption that connects and gets people's attention and converts them from just someone who's following you on social to becoming your customer or your client? Great news is, that's my superpower. So I'm sending you 3 text messages every single day, excluding major holidays, directly to your phone of exactly what you need to post to get people to buy and convert them into clients and customers. All you have to do is join my program, Post to Paid, and you can do so by texting the words Post to Paid to 404-737-2767. And the best news is just $37 a month. So hurry up. Send me the text. I'm looking for it now.
That's what you do.
That's what you
do. Those who play the game at the high level need to teach the game at the high level. That's what you do. I mean, that is just the normal progression of what it should be.
Yes.
Coaching it.
Coaching it.
So that I can help other people who are just trying to be millionaires, get them out of just that, see the bigger picture, the bigger vision, and then help them develop the strength and the bulletproof vest to handle the 100 million, the billion. I've got to be able to teach it. That's the evolution. That's the next thing.
I love that you said, so I can help other people who just want to be millionaires. Mm-hmm. I can help other people who just want to be millionaires.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of rooms and tables you have to be sitting at?
Yes.
To have a mindset like that?
Yes.
Like Dr. Tracy, seriously, there are so many people whose life goal is to become a millionaire, and you couldn't fathom. I'm one of them, right? I've reached that level.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can yet fathom $100 million. $100 million. And is the work any different? Because it was harder for me to earn six figures than it was for me to earn seven figures.
Help the people. Mm-hmm. Go help help the people. Help your own. Help, full transparency. Talk that.
And I'm being very, very serious, because at the six figure level, you're doing a lot of entry level beginner things.
Yeah.
You're by yourself, right?
Yeah.
You're really, really building a lot of things by yourself with your own talent, skills, and abilities. You don't have a whole lot of help.
Come on.
And you're just making enough money to really live life at that point.
Investing
in coaching and mentors and systems and all those things. Like, you don't have the disposable resources to do that at six figures.
Right.
But when you're now journeying your way to seven figures and multiple seven figures, now you have resources that allow you to get some help, get some coaching, learn from other people, put some systems in place, let the money work for you and build bigger. So it was difficult to get to my first six figures from my own idea in business, right?
Yes.
Seven figures, not so much. Seven figures, honestly, I just had to make a decision that it was time. Literally, my business partner and I sat on the set of our podcast and said, yo, why haven't we done this yet? It was just a decision.
Yes.
But when I'm thinking about $100 million, is it as simple as a decision? Or do you have to work harder? Are we doing the same work? What does that even look like?
The first thing it starts with is a decision and investment. You already said it, investing in the coaches, in the programs. So at what you did at seven, what you're going to need for eight, nine figures is a different voice, because that voice will say, it's time for a syndication. It's time for blah, 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 blah. I mean, just that quick. Someone said to me, well, if you're doing, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a month, how hard would it be for you to start doing $1 million a month? And 1 million times 12, I was at $12 million. I needed a different voice. So it was the same me, the same talent, but I learned how to duplicate the process. So it goes back to your experience in direct sales, network marketing. They teach duplication all day. That's what you're learning. And then when you expand yourself to that, see, once the mind has been expanded, it cannot contract. Once you hear what is possible, and then that voice in your ear, that eight, nine figure voice in your ear, then exposes people to you who've already done it and say, hey, make this phone call. I've seen what you do. This is all you do. Next thing you know, you going from 1.2 and you up at 8 million. Next thing you know, 2 years later, you at 12. Next thing you know, here you go. Well, shucks, if I did 12, I'm putting in the same work. I'm doing the same hours. I wonder what it would be like to do 25. The right voice can get you there. That's the difference.
Your voice is doing it for me right now. Let me tell you, I believe so much in manifestation.
Yeah.
And recently, my friends and I, we've been talking about, like, my successful friends and I have been talking about what's next. Like, at what point is the stopping point? And I go back and forth with how big I am willing to, not capable of, and that's a key. Right? Because some people are just not willing to reach the level that they have full potential to reach.
Right.
And so I go back and forth a lot with how big I'm willing to do this. And I literally said to someone maybe 2 months ago, like, I think I'll stop when I hit $100 million. Like, I think $100 million will be that stopping point for me. And then you and I start chatting in the DMs and it's like, hey, let's do, you know, let's have a conversation. And then here you are talking about $100 million. I believe that you are here. Like, your voice is what I need to hear to go a little harder, because we can all maximize something inside of us.
Yes. Yes.
This is coaching.
It is coaching. Mm-hmm. And you are talented enough and young enough. We're not even going to look at 22 over there, but you are talented enough, young enough to push through that. I believe you can do more than that. That was my generation. I'm talking to you about yours. Oh. It's more than that. You can push through more than that. That was my story. Now, just like I had to build on Madam, 100 years, I at least had to do 100 million. You at least can do double, if not triple that. Mm. Because the capacity is already there. Depends on how much you want to fill it up to. You can drink that water halfway, but the bottle still can hold the full amount. You can still refill it. It's your choice. You want to keep that thing half full, but the capacity could hold more. And we decide we don't want to do more because you're basing it on sometimes the old school hustle we had to do to get what we have and keep it. But you forgetting about momentum. Mm. You forgetting about exponential math. You over here doing addition.
Ooh,
we talking about some exponential stuff.
Put me in my place.
I have to. There's a different voice talking to you now.
Okay, so, come on, Coach Tracy.
Right.
We're transitioning now.
We are transitioning because we talk to people who understand addition and multiplication. I'm from net school. I'm from you step on the hockey stick and we're going to explode. That's exponential growth. That's what you need to be thinking about. Mm. You're just thinking about your efforts and not the capacity that you really have and what you really can do. So we make decisions. So you have to make that decision to stand on that 100 million, or you make the decision to not just shoot for the stars, you know, reach for the moon. If I miss, I'll land on the star. You ain't got time to be landing on no star. Shoot for that moon and plant the flag. You got capacity for that. Plant that $500,000 flag in your mind. Why would you go for 100 million? That's me and Madam. Why wouldn't you go for your full capacity? You are in the age of everybody wants this platform. Everybody wants this podcast. Everybody wants full transparency. Oh. Everybody wants the real, real. Now, you showing up today, I don't even see no fake eyelashes on you. I mean, you the real, real deal. They want this at a high level. How high are you willing to go to give it to them?
What is my capacity?
Fill it up.
Fill it up. You better fill me up.
Fill that
Listen,
thing.
You built on Madam CJ Walker.
Yes.
Can I build on Dr. Tracy Lynn?
I wish you would.
Ooh!
I wish you would.
While you are here to see me do it.
See you. While I'm here to see you do it, and I can't see you at 100 million. I got to see it at the 500 or more. I got to see that. My eyes have got to see it. Come on. I got to see it. I just need to see somebody who has full capacity like you give that yes in their spirit and be open to all the things that are possible for you to do, knowing with that sunshine comes some rain, but you are more than capable to do it.
Oh, my goodness. Just when you think you've done so much, I have done nothing at all.
You got a lot more to do.
I have a lot more to do.
Yes.
I have a lot more to do. And these conversations, you guys, I hope those of you who are watching this, in fact, what emotion are you feeling right now listening to Dr. Tracy? Because whether it's your $100 million or your $1 million or your $100,000, like, what are you feeling on the inside of you? Because I've got an energy on the inside of me that just makes me want to get to work, makes me want to go. You know what?
What?
So my girlfriend and I are taking a trip next week. We are going on, we're going to Arizona. By the time this drops, we'll be back. So it's okay. We are going to Arizona next week and we are going for a reset trip, a reset trip. to a wellness resort to just get really quiet, really still, really clear. And I like to do some pre-work before I get there to have an idea of the direction that I need to get clarity in and have an idea of a direction that I'd like to go in. And you have just given me so much. I can do $100 million. I can do $500 million. I can do whatever I want to do. That's the thing. Like, literally, sometimes you just got to talk that talk to yourself. You got to look in the mirror. And I be having some conversations with myself. You make me want to go in my bathroom and take every affirmation off my board because I can do so much more. They're not big enough.
Then I want you to go and take every affirmation off the board. You can no longer look at that. I don't even want you looking at it. Take it off the board and don't look. Because what we look at starts to get inside. I need you to remember this voice. I need you to remember what I'm telling you. I want you to remember this. You need to take that down and put up something new. $100 million is not big enough for you.
And that's not even what's there, if I'm being honest. $100 million isn't even what's there, if I'm being honest. I am literally undervaluing my potential.
I can't. I how much longer we got on the show? Because I could barely. I haven't sat back yet. You talking about lean back? We like girlfriends. I can't lean back. I got to lean in. I need you to hear this and understand that I flew in here from Florida to give you this word and confirmation right before this wellness retreat. So now, you got a whole lot to think about and get a download on. So it's not that you're just going to be thinking. You're going to get that download. That's what's coming in. Yes. So you're going to be ready to receive that download.
I'm ready. I am ready right now. Yeah. Is this what coaching under your leadership looks like?
Yes.
Like, let's talk about that. So because how can someone have a seat at your table and not feel what I'm feeling on the inside of me and just go, take off? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, that's why I have a group with high level women like yourself called the Icon Circle. It's a small group because I want to be able to get in there and stir up the gift. That's what I'm the midwife. I'm coming for the baby that's already in there, and I want you to birth that thing right out. So my Icon Circle, this is what they get every week. We are via Zoom. I want to hear it. I know their story. So I've got physicians in there. I've got Harvard doctorate students in there doing big things. I got them. I had one student, mentee in the program, and she made $1 million. And I said, you know what? I think you could do that in like a couple hours. It's a day. She was like, you think? I said, oh, I know. I flew to Atlanta to come to her event because I wanted to prove that. And she did $1.2 million for that weekend. Absolutely. Because I knew what was there. We've got this kind of capacity. Come on, 10-gallon tank. And we over here swimming and like, and not even in a half of a gallon. And all of that. So I don't take students unless I know they are high capacity, because I want to help fill that tank up. I want to get you where you're going, and then I bring them in for a retreat into my home and spoil them. Everything is available to you. I have a whole shopping room where you just shop. You don't bring a purse. I mean, I just want you to pick. So you know, it's my VIP suite day for them. So I just want to do things for women at a whole different level where you don't even choose which one. Everything is available because I need you thinking like that in your life.
Everything
is available. You don't choose.
You don't choose.
No.
Everything is available.
Ooh. Is available. So I have to show. I like to teach by showing. So I have the Icon Circle. Everybody is not at that level, but there was a lot of women, and my programs are designed for women, and there was a lot of women who haven't quite reached 100,000 yet in the businesses. So I started my Big Dog Academy to help them get going in their business. So that's more of an academy type thing where the Icon Circle is mentorship and coaching at a whole different level.
But why, Dr. Tracy, you don't have to work another day in
your
life.
I do not.
Why? When do you stop?
Because how will I get the Donnies from the 500 million women like you from 1.2 to the five? I can't leave you there. I got to see it. I've got so much in here. It's a wealth of knowledge that I didn't read about, that I lived that thing day by day, and ain't no way a book can give you all of that. I have to give that back. I have to leave it so that you then can give it to your daughter, to the other women on this podcast, on this platform. You're giving women, they have a seat at my table today because of you. They're sitting at my table getting this because you brought me to the table. See, that's the power of what you have in the microphone to expose. And once you expose people to something, you can't get it out your mind. And you have done that. You have been today, allowed me to be like Mary was to Elizabeth. Let their babies leap inside of them. I hope some of them are just like jumping out their seat, running around in tears, stirred up. Because that's what we got to be. We got to be leaping and stirred so we can get there. I have no choice. I'm not doing that for the money because I don't have to work. And I worked for that right, not to have to work. Mm-hmm. But it makes it just so wonderful because I'm working with people I really like and want to work with. Yes. And because there was a point I didn't have a choice. I had whosoever will, let them come. And it ain't always pretty with the whosoevers.
Yes.
So that's why I do it.
Mm. You said that my network, my audience is getting a seat at your table.
Yes.
Through me.
Yes.
I have to be honest with you. I'm feeling really selfish right now because this episode is mine.
I see.
This episode is all for me. This conversation is doing something to me. And if you're serious about a dream, a goal, if you've identified a passion and you know that in this lifetime you have to see it through, this conversation should be lighting a fire inside of you too. Yeah. If it's not lighting a fire, you may not be as serious as you think you are right now. And that's okay. But if you've got a fire lit inside of you, it's go time. It's absolutely go time.
Yes.
I mentioned earlier that I was speaking to my friends and I'm like, how big do I want to take this?
Yeah.
And if I'm being honest, I thought about the end. Meanwhile, you've sold a company and you've started something new.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about my end because it's like, okay, you know, we go through these stages of life. We graduate and matriculate throughout life. And it's, yes, like, when this is done, I get to do this. When this is done, I get to do that. And I'm thinking, well, when I finally decide to stop doing this, and I'm nowhere close,
no,
right?
No.
We've established some success, but
yeah,
not work for the rest of my life success, right?
Right.
But I'm thinking, like, when I finally get to this level to do this, I'll be able to just live my life and do things. And you've started something new. How are you managing, like, your own work-life balance? Is that a thing for you?
No, balance is never, I don't think I've ever achieved the word balance. Mm-hmm. But what I have learned to do is prioritize the important things. Mm-hmm. And then things fall in place. My family has always been the priority. You know, raising my son when he was, you know, young, and my husband, we've been married for coming up on in another month, 30 years. So my family has always been that priority. My relationship with God has always been the top priority. And going through life with my priorities in check has brought balance to my life. Mm. But knowing that I am a vessel here to do a work, and I'm not done because I'm still here. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm still going. But what I can do is do things like go to the gym at 5:30 or 6 in the morning. That's fun for me because that's what I like doing. Mm-hmm. I like lifting the weights. I like seeing my body transform.
Yes.
That's enjoyable to me. I didn't get a chance to really do much of that, getting my son off to school in the morning, doing this and being at the office super early. So now I'm doing the things that I enjoy, and doing the coaching has brought me joy. Mm-hmm. But I'm still working. I'm just working in my purpose. That's a whole nother level of work. Yeah. When you're working straight in the gift and the purpose, and then the money is still flowing. I've always liked to stay in that zone because the money finds me mm-hmm. and the bigger money finds me. Mm-hmm. And that's how I've been able to enjoy it. But that's also how I burnt out sometimes because the work, I didn't see the separation between work and just chilling because I could work and be chilling in my mind.
That's me.
I know. I know, but I love what you said because I'm listening out for everything you're telling me. The wellness, taking that time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I checked out your social. You be getting it in, honey. You go on your little vacations. I think I was trying to find you between four or five vacations. But I like that about you mm-hmm. because that's what I didn't do. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I would tell you, keep doing that.
Yeah.
Keep making those moments and memories. Keep that going.
It's interesting that you say that because mm-hmm. sometimes I have the guilt of enjoyment.
yeah,
the
that stopped me.
Of enjoyment, yeah. Meaning I am very, very intentional uh-huh. about finding enjoyment mm-hmm. in my life mm-hmm. that I have been willing to sacrifice things that I could be doing professionally.
Ooh.
For the enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm listening to you and I'm like, hey, CEO Donnie Wiggins here. And I am so excited to announce my new mentorship group is dropping. You may have already heard about it, but I wanted you to hear it from the horse's mouth directly from me. My new mentorship group, Actionable CEO, for entrepreneurs who are interested in professional growth, personal growth, and financial growth. You want to learn from me. Y'all have been asking for this for the last 3 years, and I have finally brought Actionable CEO back to serve you every single week. Direct mentorship from me. You will also hear from other people who are in my community that I believe will be greatly impactful to you. You're going to get behind the scenes. We're going to be spending some time together live. This is not pre-recorded. This is live mentorship. So if you are an entrepreneur and you want to be connected, feel connected, you want to elevate your brand, you want to elevate your life, you want to elevate your level of success, Actionable CEO is for you. ActionableCEO.com. See you there. Maybe I need to enjoy a little less. Maybe the work really does look like 18 to 20 hour days, no sleep.
I never said that. Okay. Nope. I ain't say that. You see, I'm glad you said that because I never said that. Let me tell you something. For my age, I still look good because I got my sleep. I did not do business after 8 o'clock. That was a rule in my household. We did not discuss business, talk business. That was family time after 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I left the office by 5:30 every day. Mm-hmm. But when I was there, I was 100% in it. Mm-hmm. So no 18, no 20, maybe in my early days getting the six figures, mm-hmm. but for the eight figure, I lived in that range, that eight figures going into that to nine. No. Team is important. Didn't always do a good job hiring the right team, but having some team around you will get you there. No. I just said I didn't take the vacations. I ain't never say that I was working no 18 and 20 hours. No, that's one of the reasons because I refused to take all that stuff to the bed. I needed my rest mm-hmm. because I wanted to get to this place where I had sold things and I could still get going.
Yeah.
I could still move around. Mm-hmm. Now, I surely didn't wear these high heels through Atlanta Airport. Now, I put these on for you
yes,
in the car.
Yes.
But in there, it's my sneakers. Mm-hmm. But I work out so that I can move, be flexible, still look good. Come on, I need my sleep and I'm going to eat right.
Listen, I don't have an idea of what your age is because you are so fly so spunky. But you are giving me so much life right now.
Good.
Like the work at that level, at a super, super high level.
Yes.
I was having actually a conversation with a different friend
mm-hmm.
who said to me, like, y'all are thinking small. You're going to close 10,000 deals and $50,000 deals, and you shouldn't even be waking up for that kind of money. I said, mm-hmm. Because I'm going to wake up for the $10,000 check, all right?
I'm still thinking I'm going to wake up for that,
I'm still waking up for it. But you are giving me, it's like validation on mm-hmm. top of confirmation on mm-hmm. top of validation. What helped you to develop this mindset? Like, I understand that Madam C.J. Walker was definitely a pivotal part of your journey. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, mm-hmm. what has developed this mindset over the years of you in business that gives you this I can do, be, have anything mentality?
And, you know, with the madam, you got to remember, I never talked to madam because right. she was already gone.
Right.
So I had to read about her.
Right.
But I grew up, remember what I said, my mother and my grandma, you can do anything. Mm. You can be anything. You're so smart. So growing up, hearing those affirmations from the time I was two, point your birthday out on the calendar. Oh, my gosh, she's the smartest thing. Oh, and she's a rocket scientist. I mean, so I was like, I must be like a rocket scientist. Mm-hmm. So to have people in your life constantly affirming you, telling you what you can do, who you can become, and then my mother taking me to show me what wasn't present in our life. She would show me the big houses. We didn't live there, mm-hmm. but she would show me what was possible. She worked for people who lived there. Mm-hmm. So she would take me by their homes and always speaking that into my life. So having that already developed the can-do mindset
yeah.
and seeing my grandmother do the things she did. A woman left her husband while he was at work. She didn't drive. She didn't have a car. But the whole time, for a whole year, she learned how to drive on the side. Nobody knew. Bought a car, hid it at the friend's house, bought a house, had it completely furnished for 6 months before she took the children and moved in, because it was a battering situation, a lot of battery there. But she moved on. So the courage, and then started a business. And I worked for her when I was 4 years old. So seeing that, growing up with that, that's where it comes deep mm-hmm. in me. And then knowing that I came here to do it. And if God be for me, who could be against me? Really believing that? Shucks. That's it.
If you could ask Madam a question today, mm-hmm. what would you ask her?
If you had asked me that 10 years ago, I would have said, Madam, why do you travel with a lawyer and an accountant everywhere you go? Well, I know that today because I've had to have like 6 lawyers on retainer at all times. I still have 2 now. So I understood that. Accountant, understood that. I've been audited by the IRS. So I understand that. So I would ask her, when planning for the legacy, because her desire, based on what I read and talking to her great-great-great-granddaughter, she wanted the legacy to continue. But there was nothing in place for it. Her daughter didn't want it. And she didn't do it and took all the money and gave it, you know, to the Renaissance of Harlem kind of thing. So I would want to know what she was so, before her time, but what happened to the legacy
yeah.
to continue? Mm. What was that not even in her thoughts? And the other question is, being born a slave and then got free when she was like 6 years old, how did you have the strength to do it and travel by train and by the kind of cars where they didn't have a roof? What was in you as a slave woman to do that? Mm. I would just want to know, what was that? So that's where I go sometimes when I feel like I just can't do it. I don't have the capacity, but that's never been the case. I really did have the capacity. But not having a voice that had been there to talk to for me mm-hmm. is the reason why I have to be a voice.
You're the voice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you what you would have asked Madam C.J. Walker. What is it in you? What do you have? What is the thing that's in Dr. Tracy Lynn? What is in you that makes you so unique, so different, so powerful and successful? I need to know what that thing is.
Well, part of what it is that I believe. I believe what I'm telling you. I believe what's really in me. I really believed that I was helping these women. I did it not for the money. I did it because I believed it was making their life better. Everything you sat here and said for the industry, direct sales, I believed it. And the people knew I believed that overseeing them as a dollar sign. So I believed. Mm-hmm. That was the thing. And then you're now talking. You didn't talk to me in the thick of it. You're talking to me after it's over. Mm. See, so we would have had quite a few different conversations. But you're asking me now. And what I know now is what I want you to know, that when the whole thing is finished, had you just believed it, when I'm telling you to believe, and when it's all over and you look back and the dips and the highs and the moments you didn't think it was possible, it was always going to work out.
Always.
It was always in you to do it. If you can get that mm-hmm. right here, right now, $500, if you could just believe that. Mm-hmm. And looking back on my life, if I had believed that, I'd have saved a couple trips to the emergency room when my heart was beating out the chest and the doctor said, ooh, you got a young heart. I don't know what you feeling these palpitations for. You good. But it was drama from the people. Was it going to work? Was it? So these middle of the night emergency room visits, all to get me to this day and this point to say, that thing was always going to be all right. It was always going to work out. I was always called to do it. I always had it in me to make it happen. I always had the capacity and nobody could take it. And the only thing they could try to do was talk me out of it. But if I wouldn't be talked out of it, I could do it.
You could do it. Belief is a powerful thing. It is so powerful. And I believe that I have what's inside of me to do this. To
I do too.
$100 million, I believe I can do it, right? $500 million, we're working on the belief, but let me tell you what I'm going to do.
Let me hear it.
I'm borrowing your belief.
You better. You know what? Could I run and they still got the camera? who's filming? Who's over there with these cameras? Now, I ain't going to do it because he on the board. So I understand that sitting mm-hmm. still. If I could run, Bree, listen, somebody better run. Bree, y'all.
I'm borrowing your belief.
That's a word, right?
Yes.
That's a word. Because when you can't see it fully, you can believe for the 100. You were already saying it before I got here. Mm-hmm. But if you could just borrow my belief. See, that's what a good coach is. Mm-hmm. They let you borrow their belief because that's what they believe they see in you. Yes. So you're just borrowing from me what's really already yours. Mm. It's like I have an estate plan. So the things I have is in my son's name. So he could be borrowing things from me today, but the truth is, it's all in his name. Mm. He's just...
They missed that. They missed that. They missed that.
I missed that.
Y'all better rewind this 30 seconds and get that again. It's all in his name.
It's already in his name.
It's already in his name.
It's in trust.
Yes.
So he's might be borrowing some stuff, but it's already his.
And so here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Based on what you've already experienced in your life and you've done it first, you've tried it out.
Absolutely.
I trust your experience. My belief is in trust of what you've already done.
In trust. In the same trust, I had the trust for him set up. Mm-hmm. If he would just trust what his mother is telling him to do, because it's already going to work out in his favor because it's already been written and it's already done.
Come on, speak a word over my left shoulder.
Yes.
Speak a word over my left shoulder.
And let me tell you, as my mother would say, she was telling me yesterday, I didn't know how you were really going to turn out. You were juvenile, delinquent. You were doing that. I was doing crazy because I had so much creativeness in me and I was always going to beat the system.
Yeah.
Because I was smart because that's what they told me anyway. Sure. But I wasn't that smart. But anyway, when I finally came to myself and started to see and started to believe the things that I was able to do, if we could just trust. Because everything that you're setting up is already entrusted to the next generation. Mm-hmm. It's already entrusted. Mm-hmm. She already got it. Mm-hmm. Now she got to just have that trust and do what's necessary mm-hmm. so she could just see the fulfillment sooner.
Yes.
So you can trust and what I've experienced, because if you called me and you gave me some situation that looked hopeless to you, I'm going to shortly tell you, I'm going to tell you two quick things. No, let me tell you why this is going to work. And let me tell you what you're looking at right now. That, let me tell you, that's going to pass. And this is what the outcome is going to be. That's a quick cloud. Trust me, that sun is right here around the corner. Push through that. It's just a whole part of the testing.
Yes.
And the trying.
Yes.
How bad do you want it? Life is going to pay you what you ask, but it's going to test you. How bad you want it? Mm-hmm. So we're going to get through this test and wait till you see that. And you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I can't even believe that. That thing was waiting right there. What if I would have given up? I'm not going to let you give up mm-hmm. because I can already see. But you got to trust in what I'm telling you.
So for people who don't believe just yet, you don't see it. Your circumstances around you are saying, I don't have a belief. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. You trust. Trust in, you talk to the right people. Oh. You find the right people first and foremost.
Yes.
You find someone who's done it just a little bit better than you.
Yes.
The thing is, you don't have to find somebody who's already done the 500 million and or even the one. You find someone who's done it better than you.
Yep.
And you trust until it happens. And when it happens, when a little bit, when a step happens, this is why you got to measure your results. Because when you have any progress whatsoever, it's going to make you trust at a deeper level, but it will start to introduce belief. And when you have trust and belief combined, limitless. Dr. Tracy, I am so thankful that you came. We got to do a part two.
We're going to have to do a part two.
We have to do a part two because there are so many questions that I have, so many conversations that I want to have with you right
yes.
now. We have to do a part two, and we need to do it really soon, and I'm going to say that on camera so that we can hold you to it.
I'm coming back, and I'll be back in June.
Okay.
So I'll give you my dates, but yeah. I'll be back here in June, and we're going
to
do it.
We have to do a yep. part two. Before we end this episode, though, mm-hmm. there are some women who you've lit a fire in them,
yeah.
and now they're like, "Okay, I'm trusting,
yeah.
I'm believing.
I see
how Donnie is believing and trusting. I want to do the same. I have that energy, but where do I start?" Leave us with some advice for my audience, men and women. Where do they start?
Wow, the first thing they've got to do is just honestly take a look at the circle. That's the first thing I want them to do is a circle check. Who is in your ear? Who is in your circle? I don't care how long they've been there. I know you grew up. I'm not saying that we can't be friends, but they should not be speaking vision, life or death in your ear. So that is the first thing. The second thing, I'm all excited. Look, I'm all off the microphone. the second thing I would do is just really begin to develop out the idea. Write that vision down. Start to develop it. Get on your ChatGPT. Start getting a business plan. Put some weight on it. Put some legs on it. Start to develop the vision. Write people. And write the vision. Those are the two things. Get the right people and start writing the vision. That changed my whole life, writing the vision and then moving out the wrong people in my life. That was an excellent start.
I can't finish this any better than you can. Listen, I have never been in the presence on this platform of a woman who has accomplished what you've been able to accomplish. I am so inspired and so full from this conversation, Dr. Tracy. Thank you so much for sharing and inspiring. And we're just getting started. Let me tell you guys something. Y'all are going to be seeing me. If I got to go to Fort Lauderdale, Dr. Tracy comes here. Y'all going to see me later posting in my stories like, it's just me and T.
That's it. That's it. Me and T all
day. It's just me and T because yes. I just found my new inspiration, like somebody that I need to be deeply connected to, and I'm super grateful for you for taking the time to be here today. Thank you so much.
I knew it was valuable.
Yes.
That's why I flew here for you.
Yes.
I didn't come here because I'm doing 20 things.
Yes.
I came here specifically for you. I had no idea, literally, I was coming for you.
Yeah.
But
we know now.
We know now.
Mm-hmm.
We know now, but we both said, yes, let's do it.
Let's do it.
And look what happened.
We just did it.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started.
Yeah.
Comment below for me wherever you're watching this episode. How did this episode move you today?
Yeah.
What part of the conversation happened that shifted something inside of you today? And not just that. I don't want to just hear about the shift. I want to hear about the plan. What action are you taking right away? All of Dr. Tracy Lynn's details will be in the description of wherever you're watching this video. I welcome you to go and check her out, see all about the great things that she's doing. I promise what you're going to find is a woman who talks the talk and walks the walk. We will see you on another episode of Full Transparency next week. Bye.